Bill Radke sat down with KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld to talk about the state of Washington's charter schools. They're growing in enrollment, but face a new legal challenge.
Charter schools are publicly funded, but privately run schools. They exist within a larger K-12 system, but they exist independently of school districts. Each charter school is its own school district. Or a couple of charter schools could be their own school district, but they exist outside of traditional school districts.
And why would we want some of our public schools to be run privately and independently?
Some people like the idea of charter schools because they feel like their kids are not getting served within the traditional public school system. And they like the idea of a school that has more latitude potentially in what it teaches or how it teaches, but maybe longer school years, longer days, different ways of teaching kids, like more project-based learning, things that they just aren't seeing in their child's school right now.
Okay, that's the hope, except a year ago, the Washington State Supreme Court said that the way we were funding charter schools is unconstitutional. What effect has that had?
Well, the schools got to stay open all last year. Some of them were privately funded, but others were getting state funding still. There's kind of a creative solution that allowed a school district near Spokane to kind of adopt the schools in a system that is usually reserved for things like online learning. So the schools got to get public funding through that school. And then this legislature created a new charter school law that now funds charters through lottery dollars and made some other structural changes to how charters are run and overseen.
So here we are, charter schools still existing in Washington. They're open for the fall. And are students there experiencing anything different this year?
Well, the staff of the charters has worked really hard, I think, to try to maintain an even keel and make the school day as typical as possible from kids from the very beginning, because right as they were opening last year, the Supreme Court ruling came down, and that cost them some students. I think the main thing that they will see this year is actually a growing student body, because the schools plan to ramp up their enrollment by a grade each year, and so now some schools will be twice as big.
Since the Washington State Supreme Court ruling last year, there's now another lawsuit filed against the way that we keep charter schools open. What's happening with this attempt?
Well, this is mostly the same plaintiffs who filed the original successful lawsuit that have filed the new lawsuit. They say that the new law is still not constitutional. It still relies on public funding for privately run schools that have appointed rather than elected boards. They feel that's undemocratic. And they say that with regular K-12 schools still not amply funded in the state as required by the state constitution, that it is galling to fund a whole new set of schools. There's been a lot of back and forth in this lawsuit. There were motions filed by a group of charter schools, their association, as well as some parents of kids in charter schools. They were seeking to dismiss the organizations, for instance, that were supporting this lawsuit, the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. And then the plaintiffs filed a motion to dismiss the parents in the case. So a lot of back and forth between the two sides, and my email box is filling up.
That's a lot going on. What do you think the future of charter schools in Washington is, Anne?
I will be fascinated to find out. There are several charter schools that had actually planned to open this fall and have been in kind of a holding period. So they postponed their opening dates after the initial Supreme Court ruling came down. They were going to open this fall, now looks like next year, but they have been actively recruiting students. And it seems like a lot of parents and families still are feeling really optimistic about the future of charters. And as for the lawsuits, I think we just need to stay tuned.
And we will, to KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld, following the charter school saga for you.